Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got lots to talk about this hour. Plus, we'll be taking your phone calls. 888-302-3684 is our number if you want to get through. And among the things we're going to tackle, we're going to talk about TV pitchman Kevin Trudeau, who has just been sentenced to 10 years in prison. To some, he is a hero, having marketed books with titles like The Weight Loss Cure They Don't Want You to Know About. Ultimately, what's the verdict on this guy? We'll tackle that in just a few moments. Also, a remarkable new supplement that purports to help you grow more facial hair. Apparently, it's kind of... Beards are in vogue, and a lot of men just can't sport a full beard. So there's just what you need, a new vitamin supplement that helps you grow a full beard. All right, before we get to that, you know, one of the benefits of being in practice, seeing patients on a daily basis at the Hoffman Center, you know, some of you think, well, I just broadcast on the radio, but also in addition to writing our blogs and doing our podcasts, I'm a pretty busy guy. I also see patients at the Hoffman Center. And this enables me to find out if some of the supplements that we talk about here are the real deal, if they really work. And most recently I had an opportunity to find out in a couple of ways. One is I field tested this product on myself, and then I started to get feedback from patients. It is not actually a supplement. It's a topical cream called Manuka Therapy Cream, made from Manuka oil that comes from New Zealand, M-A-N-U-K-A. And I read the science on it, and it's actually very promising because Manuka oil is anti-inflammatory and it's antibacterial, and it works against a wide variety of gram-positive bacteria, gram-negative bacteria, and fungi, including Candida albicans. And it's also been shown in research to treat or aid in the treatment of just ordinary skin abrasions, acne, blisters and boils and burns, and eczema, skin fungal infections, insect bites, sores, sunburn, tinea, which is a fungal infection of the feet, and varicose ulcers that you get on the legs. And also, there's some research on it on psoriasis. Well, anyway, I stupidly banged my shins. You know, I just thought nothing of it. It was painful, you know, it was ouch. And then there was a little bit of a bruise. And then it healed. But then subsequently, I developed what looked for all the world like a patch of psoriasis on my shin. And I said, oh, my goodness, now I'm getting this. Well, what do I do? This is actually a known phenomenon to sufferers of psoriasis. I don't have psoriasis, but I developed this patch anyway. It's called Knobler's reaction. And it occurs where trauma affects the skin. And then you get an exuberant growth of flaky skin in the spot that got traumatized. Plus, it's been a really long, cold winter, and the air is dry. And I've been wearing wool socks, and people have dandruff of the shins, right? Maybe this is something you've experienced this winter. So I began applying Manuka therapy cream to that area, and I was amazed because usually, you know, you got to be patient. You got to apply something for a month, 2 months, 3 months. Within 3 or 4 days, this thing had virtually disappeared. It's the most remarkable cream that is moisturized. I already had been using it as a facial aftershave. You know, helps with you literally when you shave. I mean, you women don't know, maybe you know this because you shave your legs, but when you shave your face, it's actually you're creating abrasions, micro abrasions all over your face. So it's kind of a brutal experience for the surface of your epidermis. So I apply a little Manuka therapy cream, and also it's really good as a moisturizer before you go out into the cold, dry air of winter 2013, 2014. So I was already applying on my face, but then I applied it there. See, on my face, I noticed that my face was radiant and moist, and maybe it has an anti-wrinkle effect. I don't know, but my skin looked good, and it felt good. But on my leg, I really noticed that this thing went away fast. So then this week I saw one of my perennial patients who suffers from psoriasis, and she's got a tough case of psoriasis, and we've done a lot of stuff and it's better, but she still has psoriasis. So I use her as kind of my guinea pig for whatever's new on the scene for treating psoriasis, and she's better, but we didn't really turn the corner on it. And I asked her to take Manuka therapy cream the last time I saw her about 3 months ago. And she says it's really good. She says it's really been very effective for her psoriasis. It's not gone because she has pervasive body-wide psoriasis, not like my little blemish on my shin that went away quickly. But she said it's very, very effective when she combines it with some natural moisturizers that she uses. But also the Manuka therapy cream helps to, it has an anti-inflammatory effect on the skin. So I recommend it very highly. And for it's just something good to keep around. It's safe. And in fact, some friends of mine, they have a kid, and the kid, you know, kids crawl around and they get into stuff. And to their horror, they found that the kid had opened up the Manuka therapy cream jar and had eaten about half of it because it tastes good. And they thought, oh my God, we're going to have to go to poison control or the emergency room. And they observed the kid for a while, and the kid was fine. It was like food grade and harmless. So that has been very, very effective. All right, the other thing I want to comment on, it's allergy season, because today, which is Saturday, as we record this broadcast for our affiliates across the country, some people broadcast the program on delay, like WOR in New York will hear it on Sunday nights. Other stations will hear it during the week or later tonight. But as we speak, this is the warmest day so far, except for Super Bowl day, which by some miracle, there was a thaw and it was like 50-some degrees. But it's been cold, 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 cold in New York, and now it's warm. But this is a portent of allergy season. Pretty soon everybody's going to be sneezing and wheezing and eyes are going to be burning, and they'll be suffering from spring pollens. And I wrote an article at drhoffman.com, which lists 14 natural strategies for dealing with your spring allergies. And among them, and among the most effective, are the following. And I'll share it. You can go to the article. It's at drhoffman.com. Please read it because it's a compendium of 14 natural products that can help your spring allergies. And you don't need to be taking them all. You'll find that some may be more effective for you than others, but they can make a difference. Other things that I mention, probiotics seem to help, omega-3 fish oil, vitamin D can help to turn down the volume on allergies. Butterbur or Petidolex, it's a migraine remedy, but also an allergy remedy. That product, Petidolex, which is made from butterbur, has been shown to be helpful for allergies. But there's a product that I like to use that combines four ingredients, actually five, including vitamin C. It's got stinging nettle, bromelain, and it's got quercetin in it. And to that, you add N-acetylcysteine, which tends to reduce sticky, tenacious mucus. It's an antioxidant, and it's what's called a mucolytic, which means it breaks up mucus. And that's in the product Dehist that we now have at drhoffman.com. You can check it out. drhoffman.com, the store. And when you combine stinging nettle, bromelain, and quercetin with N-acetylcysteine, a little vitamin C, that's a dynamite combination for your allergies. You can take 2-3 times daily. Stinging nettle paradoxically causes like a itchy reaction when you touch it, but when you take it internally, it's almost homeopathic. What would ordinarily cause a serious reaction if you take it, if you rub against it externally, you take it internally, it blocks allergic reactions. Bromelain is a powerful bioflavonoid that reduces swelling. And quercetin inhibits inflammatory processes. It prevents the degranulation of basophils. Basophils are a type of white blood cell that contain histamine, and the quercetin stabilizes the basophils and prevents them from releasing histamine, which causes all your allergic symptoms. So check out Dehist. Take 2-3 times daily, preferably a little away from meals. And typically that's a great way to block allergic symptoms, along with some of the other suggestions that I make at drhoffman.com. That's a popular article. It's been downloaded over 1,000 times. And I think you'll find it helpful as you cope with the upcoming symptoms inevitably on their way this allergy. Although it's supposed to snow. It's supposed to snow one more time here in New York sometime next week. This winter of 2013-14 just won't let go. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, this week marks the conviction and sentencing and remanding to prison of TV pitchman Kevin Trudeau. He actually had already been convicted of fraud and violating a federal order to cease and desist from marketing and advertising his products. And depending on your perspective, he's either a villain or a martyr, because he wrote books like The Weight Loss Cure They Don't Want You to Know About. They is in it's in quotation marks. You know, like the Dr. Evil quotation marks, like they out there don't want you to know about these weight loss cures, or the cancer cure they don't want you to know about. That's another variation on the theme. And this guy had been told to pay $37 million back to consumers who he had bilked. And now they basically sent him to jail. He actually is a guy who has the money, but through various machinations, he kept refusing to pay back the money. And finally they said, do not pass go, do not collect $200, go directly to jail. Now, in my opinion, this guy is that this guy is just terrible for the natural products industry. I mean, they're concealed in his books are some facts and some good ideas, but in the guise of providing people with breakthrough nutritional information, he's bilked a lot of people out of a lot of money. And he is an amazing motivational speaker. And, you know, there's this fine line between motivational speaker and con man. You know, you saw the movie Wolf of Wall Street. I really think he is a little bit like this Jason Belfort guy who really believed his own line of BS. And what convinces me that this guy is not a good guy is that his efforts in the nutritional field were preceded by efforts in a lot of other areas, other arenas, where he came up with schemes that bilked investors and consumers He had a free money pitch that he was convicted of in the 1990s, served time. And it's almost like he was angling around for different ways to convince people to part with their money. His commercial, the infomercials that he's done, they're very persuasive. And you look in this guy's eyes, and he's very, very sincere. But that's the characteristic of a typical sociopath. So, at any rate, this guy, at long last, is going to jail. And the situation is that, as I covered in a recent interview with Steve Mister, who is head of an organization called the Council for Responsible Nutrition, it's a tale of two industries. There's an industry that's responsible and that puts together healthy products and provides reasonably correct information. And then there's some fraudsters out there, and they're drafting on the popularity of this health movement and aggrandizing profits and betraying the confidence of millions of consumers. So, you know, ultimately, I got to say, I am not dismayed to see this guy, Kevin Trudeau, get his just desserts. All right. Just what we need. A facial hair formula. This is not for women. This is for men. There's this hipster thing going on. I don't know if it's happening in your part of the country. If you live in Portland or if you live in Brooklyn, there's this hipster thing going on where men are adorning themselves more and more with facial hair, with mutton chops and goatees, and it's a whole kind of fashion trend. And as a result, some men have discovered that they can't grow good beards. So they've got this new product called Vita Beard. And I don't think it's quite on the level of the Kevin Trudeau fraud, but it contains things that supposedly help you grow better hair. B vitamins, biotin, well, it helps you with nails, possibly with hair. Zinc, MSM, beta carotene, vitamin E, which helps you have a shiny beard. And to top it all off, something called PABA, which actually I think there's something to this. At 61, my hair has a couple of twinges of salt and pepper, but it's still very dark. And I really believe that the high doses of B vitamins that I take, especially something called PABA, para-aminobenzoic acid, helps to prevent my hair from going gray. And some people have actually reported when I give them higher doses of the B vitamins that are rich in PABA, which is one of the B complex, that their hair turns darker. So possibly, maybe, there may be something to it. But for the most part, this expensive supplement, I don't know, they're charging an arm and leg for this, you know, $29.95 for 90 capsules. For the most part, this Vita Beard, you pays your money and you takes your chances. And ladies, stay away from Vita Beard, because I'm not sure that's going to help you look your best. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number if you want to call. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America, but you don't need to become a statistic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'd like to share with you that one of the best ways that I found to support heart health is by taking Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Backed by more than 700 peer-reviewed studies, Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has also been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is completely odorless and won't upset your stomach. Made from 100% organically grown garlic, I recommend taking Kyolic daily as part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. And we have a caller, Judith. Judith, are you on the line?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I am. I'm good.
What's your question, please?
Well, I've been diagnosed with AFib, and of course they put me on a lot of medications.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if chelation therapy is also a possibility.
Okay. Well, for a listening audience, you know, atrial fibrillation is a heart arrhythmia where the heart goes sometimes fast, but the key to it is that it's an irregular heart rhythm. So instead of going dut, 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 it goes dut, 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 dut,
exactly.
Dut. It's sort of a stuttering heart rhythm, which is irregular.
Right.
And so the problem with atrial fibrillation is that you get sort of about half the power of your heart, because one of the chambers, maybe 60%, that's an underestimate. You get about 60% of your heart's pumping action because the atria aren't working, the ventricles are working. And so there's a little bit of a tendency to have swelling of the ankles, shortness of breath, symptoms of heart failure. But the worst aspect of it is that it puts you at higher risk of a stroke, because that irregular rhythm creates turbulence in the chambers of the heart, which can result in blood clots forming, and then the blood clots get shot up into your carotid arteries, and they can go to your brain. And that's the big risk of having atrial fibrillation. And so so they put you on, obviously, a blood thinner. Which one do they use? Do they use Coumadin, or do they use one of the newer ones, Pradaxa?
Coumadin.
So the old-fashioned drug.
Coumadin and put on Eliquis.
Mm-hmm. Eliquist, okay.
Yes.
And so is your heart rate going, is your heart rate racing?
It was racing when I saw them initially.
Okay.
Now it's at about 80.
Okay, so that what they're,
even
the goal.
Even on a treadmill, it's only 80 to 100.
Okay, so the goal is what's called rate control. And how do you feel on these medications? Are they messing you up in any way?
Initially, I was a little dizzy, but now I feel fine.
Okay, so you're tolerating the medications well. So, look, I mean, I got to say, I think it's important for you to be on two different types of medication. One, the Eliquist for rate control, and the other one is for thinning the blood, the Coumadin. And unfortunately, once you have really crossed the threshold into being stuck in atrial fibrillation, it's a little harder for supplements to work. But among the supplements that help, you want to take coenzyme Q10, definitely, or better yet, ubiquinol. Okay. And you also, what's helpful for rate control, so you may need less medication, is magnesium, but particularly magnesium taurate. And one of the mistakes that people make is they dose kind of low on magnesium taurate. They say, well, you know, everything is one twice daily, so I'll take one twice daily. It didn't work, so I guess I stopped taking it. When you're trying to take magnesium taurate for atrial fibrillation, the dose that may be required may be 4, 6, even 8 capsules a day. The way that you'll know if you're taking too much is if the magnesium tends to have a laxative effect. And it's very hard if you have normal kidney function to overdose on magnesium. If you're in kidney failure, if you're on dialysis, then be careful. But generally it's well tolerated. That's perfect. That's good too. That's one of my favorites. But taurine also has an anti-arrhythmia effect. So when you combine the magnesium with taurine, you get magnesium taurate, and you get the benefits of both nutrients. And then, of course, fish oil is that, you know, your doctors may say, well, don't take fish oil because you're already taking a blood thinner. You'll thin your blood too much if you take fish oil. But actually, studies have been shown that if you take fish oil when you're taking Coumadin, paradoxically, the episodes of harmful bleeding are reduced. So fish oil is important to take, and you don't want to short yourself on that.
I take 2 tablespoons of fish oil.
And that's fine. I mean, you could take liquid. The capsules actually, believe it or not, are more potent than the liquid. Some people think that by drinking a lot of the liquid, you know, you hold your nose and you take it like old-fashioned cod liver oil. It's actually more heroic than taking the capsules. Now we have capsules that are very, very concentrated. And I recommend a product called Orthomega. Nordic Naturals makes some very good fish oil. It's available in stores. So you're on the right track. And, you know, I wish I could tell you that you could go off your medication and take these natural things. But once, you can live decades and decades, like tens of millions of Americans with atrial fibrillation. It's probably second to cataracts It's probably one of the most common age-related disorders that people have. And people survive long for a long time and well. Yeah, normal life. Yeah, basically normal life. So that should be okay.
Okay, and no chelation.
Oh, as to the chelation. So let's speak to the issue of chelation. What's chelation going to do? If you in certain cases, atrial fibrillation is caused by atherosclerosis. There may be blockage of the arteries. Not necessarily. You can actually have atrial fibrillation without any blockage of your arteries, but often it's accompanied by atherosclerosis. If that's the case, then chelation therapy can be beneficial. And what there's also the belief that if you have problems with the electrical pathways in your heart, it may be because you have excess lead, mercury, cadmium, heavy metals in your heart. People with heart conditions are often found to have very high accumulations of these heavy metals. So chelation therapy is perfectly fine. Now, the question might be, is it dangerous? Could it trigger a dangerous arrhythmia? The answer is no. Generally, chelation therapy for patients with atrial fibrillation is fine. It's permissible. I do it all the time. In my patients at the Hoffman Center, we check their pulse before, during, and after, and it remains normal. And in fact, one of the nice things about chelation therapy is that it contains lots of magnesium. There's a lot of intravenous magnesium that's given during the chelation process, and that actually helps.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that stabilizes the heart rhythm, and can help. And you could argue that virtually every American needs chelation therapy because we all are exposed to high levels of toxins, especially lead and mercury and cadmium. These are industrial toxins that we grew up with, and even though we have better environmental controls for lead now, many of us who are, 50s, 60s, 70s, we grew up in an era when they had leaded gasoline and leaded paint, and we have a lot of lead in our system. So getting the lead out, whether you have atrial fibrillation or not, just as an anti-aging optimization technique, is a good thing to do.
How often would you have it? I've done it for about 20 years.
Oh, great.
But I haven't done it, recently.
Lately. Okay, so the suggestion is that for a detoxification process, I would say 30 to 40 chelations might be required. You could do it twice a week. That's generally permissible. And, for patients where it's more urgent, you do it three times a week. Generally, a day in between is suggested. If you want the lowdown on chelation therapy, I wrote a very nice and detailed article on it for a medical journal, and you can find that article at drhoffman.com.
I actually read it.
Did you like that article? It was for a journal called Clinical Advisor. It's actually, I give you credit because that article was directed to medical professionals. So if you were able to tackle that article, you're pretty sophisticated.
I've been following you as long as you've been on the air and Dr. Atkins before you. So.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay.
Well, I'm an enthusiast, yes.
Yes, indeed you are. You're an aficionado of this, and chelation therapy could be fine. So thanks very much for calling us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, a breakthrough in cancer screening. It's about time, because one of the tough things about turning 50 is that they tell you to get a colonoscopy, and it's a nuisance. Either you don't have time, or you don't have adequate insurance coverage, or making an appointment with a doctor is a big hassle, or you don't really relish the prospect of them sticking a long tube where the sun don't shine. But for some patients, they say that's the least of it. You have to go through a purge. You have to fast and then take something that is euphemistically called go lightly, which makes you go rather violently and cleans out your intestines so that they can see. Well, then there's this thing called virtual colonoscopy. That's thought to be an improvement because they don't have to stick a colonoscope up you, but it still involves a purge, and you got to take X-rays, which expose your body to radiation. So a lot of people don't even get around to colonoscopy, which still turns out to be a pretty good way of detecting colon cancer early. This is actually a cancer success story because things like pap smears and colonoscopies do prevent death from cancer. There's actually more question about PSAs and prostate biopsies and mammograms and breast biopsies in terms of their ability to curtail cancer. But when it comes to colon cancer, if you find a cancer early and you take it out, it's much better than if the cancer has spread. So what are the alternatives? Well, one of the old-fashioned tests was a card which your doctor would use in the office after performing a rectal exam, or you could take home, and it would detect heme, which is the residue of blood in your stool. But the problem with that is that if you ate meat or if you ate beets or if you took vitamin C, it would interfere with the test. The test wasn't very accurate. Then they came up with something called FIT, which is a fecal immunochemical test for occult blood. That's an advance over those heme cards, but still not very accurate. You could miss cancer. So the breakthrough is that the Mayo Clinic had just come up with something called Cologuard. It's not yet ready for prime time. It's not yet been approved by the FDA or released for general use, but this is very promising because it has shown unprecedented rates of detection of cancer with a non-invasive test, a test that you can use at home with a card, basically. You put a small stool sample on the card, and it'll see if there is DNA related to cancer in the stool sample. And it's pretty accurate. They did a clinical trial, and they wanted to find out how well Cologuard detects precancer and cancer, and it did pretty good. The sensitivity of Cologuard for cancer was 92% and 94% for the earliest and most curable cancer stages. So it also picked up precancerous polyps, which is one thing that colonoscopy does very well because you can see the polyps, but not all polyps they're precancerous. Taking them out doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to, it's good to take them out to see, to do a biopsy and analyze them to see if there's cancer inside, and some of them may progress to cancer, but not all. The Cologuard did a pretty good job of even finding the precancerous polyps, and it did a much better job at detecting cancer and precancer than did the FIT test, the previous fecal immunochemical test for occult blood. Now, one of the problems is these tests are probably going to be expensive, and it's all a matter of insurance coverage. And I can see the gastroenterologist just fighting like heck to protect their turf, to say, look, our test is the gold standard. Let's not let a lot of people take tests that they can self-administer at home because those tests aren't as accurate, they will claim. But nonetheless, the Cologuard, I think, offers a very, very promising alternative for those individuals not prepared, unable, unwilling to undertake colonoscopy, and lives will be saved. So this, I think, ushers in a new era of cancer detection. There are other tests like this on the drawing board, blood tests and urine tests and stool tests that will help us detect cancer earlier and non-invasively. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter, Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and it is finally springtime, although here in the Northeast, you know, some of the weather reports in the next few days suggest that winter will still make a little bit of a reprieve or a little bit of a reprise. And that means that it's time for detoxification. Detoxification is a good idea at season change. And for a lot of people, this is a really great experience because it gives you an opportunity to do a reset on your body. And you can see what symptoms you have that are related to diet. You may be sneezy or wheezy or bloated or achy. And if you go on a detox program, it's kind of like a quasi-fast, but not really a fast. You can see what symptoms are really related to the foods that you eat. And also, it's a good way to lose weight, you know, shed some of those extra pounds that you gained over the winter because you were cabin bound and weren't able to do your usual exercise. But also, it's a way to find out if your cravings, your inordinate cravings for certain foods are real or whether they're just part of food addiction and allergic addiction, part of the allergic addiction cycle. So the product that we feature at drhoffman.com is kind of a detox in a box. It's a one-stop shop for detoxification. It's called Core Restore. And you could do it for a few days. You could do it for a week. You can even do it for an entire month accompanied by light foods. And it's amazing what happens. You feel better. You feel clearer. You feel lighter. It consists of core support powder, along with alpha-based capsules and phytocore capsules that help with liver detoxification and help to adjust your internal environment to literally clean you out and reset your metabolism, which is really the whole principle of detoxification. So shed some of those winter pounds, get rid of those winter blahs. Go to drhoffman.com and check out Core Restore. Lots of people are trying it this spring, and I urge you to take the Core Restore Challenge. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have a great week. This is Intelligent Medicine.